You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with a healthier Aaron Zommers on the board, our producer and engineer. It is Tuesday, May 6, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsin. Wisconsinite. I suppose if you're the state of Wisconsin, it's a great day to be a Wisconsin as well. It's a beautiful day. Gorgeous Boy George Day. The skies are blue. The sun is out. Temperatures in the low 70s, at least if less you go along Lake Michigan, as they say, cooler near the shoreline.
Mr. Cooler Zommers, by the lake is
cooler
what they
by
say.
The lake, yeah. Mr. Zommers, welcome back. How are you feeling?
You know, better. I got home from the show on Thursday and was thinking, oh no, here it comes.
You can tell.
Yeah, sometimes you can just tell.
Yeah.
And then Friday through Sunday, pretty much just slept and had a fever. And it was not fun.
Can still tell your voice a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely still a little stuffed up, but it's just getting rid of the crud that's still there.
Well, thank you for coming in today. And many thanks to Sam Davison, who filled in for you.
Yes, thank you, Sam.
While you're under the weather, but glad to have you back in the rotation today, Mr. Zommers. Glad to have you along. Big day today. Coming up in hour number two, going to talk to more members of the Main Street Alliance here in Wisconsin, a great group. Going to be talking to Matt Robin, or Roybin. We'll find out how to pronounce that when he comes on, from Bricks Cider, and also Corinne Hendrickson of Corinne's Little Explorers. I believe her business is in Mount Horeb, in beautiful, or either Mount Horeb or New Glarus. We'll figure that out. And she's going to be here and talk about childcare. Now, this is something that I know we've talked about on our show. Other programs have talked about it as well. But this is a real issue for Wisconsinites all across the state. Finding childcare, the cost of childcare. And so we're going to explore this with Matt and Corinne a little bit. In our communities across Wisconsin, what's the situation and what can be done to improve it? So all that coming up in hour two. Looking forward to that. Timely indeed. Today is what's worse, having to deal with temperature, sweaty or shivering. We don't have to ask the Zommers which is worse.
Yeah. I mean, well, what's really worse is both at the same time when you have a fever.
But which is what you had. Yeah. No, I'm glad you are. No fun at all. So all that, many phone calls as well. I'm going to talk about what tomorrow. By the way, the Brewers. Brewers playing tonight. Again, once again, the Astros in town. I think Brewers got a win last night. And so a 6:05 broadcast for the pregame show tonight in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Bagosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and now in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin, Civic Media's newest Milwaukee Brewers affiliate. So again, Houston taking on Milwaukee at AmFam Field, 6:05, your broadcast time tonight. Going to talk a little bit about, I know Jane Matinera, Matinera on Air this morning, talked about this. I was listening to her great program. But I think it's important enough that I planned on talking about it. I heard Jane and Greg talking about it. I'm like, well, should I do it or not? I thought, well, I think it's a big enough thing that it bears repeating. Tomorrow, May 7th, a big day if you're a traveler or if you have any business to do with the federal government. I'm going to talk about that in a minute as well. But I want to begin with this. And this is important across the entire state of Wisconsin, but WEAU News, Channel 13 in beautiful Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley, who incidentally won a number of Wisconsin Broadcasters Association awards on Saturday night when I was there. In addition to our own Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show, which follows us every day, Maggie Dawn named the top radio show in Wisconsin, large market, at the WBAs. That's the big award.
Many second year in a row, right?
Well, last year I believe it was for her socials, which she won, she also won again this year. But no, this is
either way.
This is kind of like the Entertainer of the Year award in Wisconsin radio, and Maggie won the whole thing. So congratulations to her. By the way, I know you were not there. We did not win anything.
Yes, we did.
Well, I mean, we
in the third place
out of three nominees.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes. I mean, you know, nobody celebrates the third place winner of the Kentucky Derby Summers. We ain't going to the winner's circle or getting any roses.
Fair enough.
But no, we did not win anything. But WEAU for TV, they won a number of awards. Well, here now, and this is in Wood County, but it bears repeating for all of us. Headline: Wood County Sheriff's Department warning about cryptocurrency scam. As the Wood County Sheriff's Department continues to work with Wisconsin state representatives and Wisconsin state senators to create a law to restrict cryptocurrency kiosks, members of our great community continue to be victimized through scams. These cryptocurrency kiosks are located in local gas stations or public places where individuals can buy large amounts of cryptocurrencies, which is unrestricted, for a large fee. Normally, the fees are as high as 20 or 30% per transaction, which is completely ridiculous when the cryptocurrency can be purchased for free on a cellular phone or home computers. Have you seen these zombies driving around?
I have not, and knowing that they exist has lowered my opinion of humanity.
I've seen them recently.
Yeah, the whole thing is you can just go and buy this stuff.
Right. I've seen these kiosks recently in Wisconsin gas stations. I'm like, well, this is new. And at first, I thought it was like a slot machine. I'm like, I don't think we can do that here, can we? And then, no, it was cryptocurrency. Back to this story from WEAU in Eau Claire. It says scammers have taken full advantage of these kiosks and trick people into putting large quantities of U.S. currency into the kiosks. When cryptocurrency is purchased, a digital wallet is created and quickly stolen from sometimes the most vulnerable individuals within the community. The Wood County Sheriff's Department has executed numerous search warrants on the cryptocurrency kiosks and seized U.S. currency from them. This money is held in Wood County evidence until interested parties can go through proper court channels to obtain the money. Recently, a cryptocurrency company has been attempting to bully the Wood County Sheriff's Department in their efforts to secure the stolen money. Bitcoin Depot, beware that name, Bitcoin Depot, is well aware that cryptocurrency kiosks are being used for money laundering and scams. Because the Wood County Sheriff's Department moved forward with a valid search warrant on one of the Bitcoin Depot kiosks, they stopped all refunds in the state of Wisconsin when someone is scammed. According to this story, WEAU News in Eau Claire, they say, we believe Bitcoin Depot is taking part in these scams, crimes, because they know the kiosks are being used as a tool for scammers, and they failed to prevent the crimes from taking place. Bitcoin Depot could hold the transaction for a few days, like banks do with large checks, or put daily maximum on cash deposits in the kiosks. But Bitcoin Depot knows that restrictions would cut into their profits, even though it's at the hands of criminals. The Wood County Sheriff's Department will not be bullied, they say, by a company who continues to assist in victimizing individuals within the community. They say, we invite them and other cryptocurrency companies to work with us in creating long-term solutions. Please contact your local representatives and support laws that will restrict cryptocurrency kiosks. That's from WEAU, Channel 13 News in Eau Claire. So I bring this up because, again, it's funny this came up on my radar yesterday, because I've seen these in different parts of Wisconsin, I would say, over the last month or so. And what they're doing is they're placing them right next to, guess where? The ATM machine. Or as we used to say back in Richland Center, the time machine. You're too young, but they used to be called
I know.
Oh, really? Remember that time?
I didn't see them, but I know about it.
They were called, it was time.
T-Y-M-E, yeah.
Right, T-Y-M-E, take your money everywhere. So
clever.
So many of us still call them time machines. Anyway, so people are placing these crypto machines right next to a time or ATM machine. So you get your dollars, you get your dollar bills out, and then it's like, oh, wow, for only 20%, you can buy cryptocurrency. And again, to make it overly simplistic for those that might not know, cryptocurrency is basically like the cloud on your phone or your computer. Oh, it's in the cloud. You can't see it. You can't touch it. It's even worse than the cloud because at least some things in the cloud you can like download on your phone or print them out on your computer. This stuff, it's not based on the gold standard. You can't have it in your hands, your pocket. It's just digital. And it's a great way to be scammed. Now, the Bitcoin, I think, which is the original crypto, right?
Or at least the first one that took off.
Right. And that's gone up and down. And some people made a lot of money on Bitcoin. Some people have lost nearly everything. My advice, and I'm no financial planner. I'm not here to give you financial advice. But just good old-fashioned Wisconsin neighborly advice. Stay away from the crypto. It's a scam. It's a ripoff. It's the Wild West. I mean, I guess if you're one of those people who's done very well in life and you go to Vegas or you go to Ho-Chunk or whatever and you take $5,000 with you and you say, yeah, I don't care. If I lose $5,000, it doesn't matter to me. If you have that kind of money, okay. I guess it's like they say with gambling. Don't risk more than you can lose.
Additionally, if you have access to a different kind of time machine spelled with an I and you can go and buy Bitcoin in 2010, right. Absolutely do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you make a lot of money now. But on this cryptocurrency, it's dangerous. And many thanks to WEAU News and Eau Claire for bringing us this story. And to the Wood County Sheriff's Department as well for cracking down on this stuff. Because as they point out in their press release, oftentimes it's the most vulnerable people in our communities who... You know, they're trying their best to make ends meet, and they're like, oh my gosh, this must be legitimate because it's in my local gas station, and I can turn this around, and I can pay my health care bills, or I can pay my back electric bills. And it's like Mom used to say, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. So just be aware, don't use these cryptocurrency machines if you see them in gas stations around the state of Wisconsin. Want to move on to tomorrow. Today, it's like the promos they have for the Today Show. Tomorrow on Today, on NBC,
on CBS Mornings this morning.
Right. Tomorrow's May 7th tomorrow, the first day that commercial travelers must present a real ID compliant license or another accepted document to board an aircraft in the United States of America, and incidentally, to go into many federal buildings as well. In 2005, Congress passed the Real ID Act, which sought to improve identity verification at airports, that is, in the wake of September 11th attacks. However, implementation of the law was delayed several times, and the enforcement deadline was last extended in 2022. However, the Trumpster, not going to extend it. By all accounts, we'll tell you how to make sure you can still fly and get into courthouses. Don't go anywhere. It's a Tuesday edition of the All Ball Show, and you're listening to Cross Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. On the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Tuesday, May 6th, 2025. Glad to have Zomers back on the board as he recovers. A little chicken soup. That's what you need, Zomers. Some homemade chicken soup. I should have made some for you. I'm sorry.
I had some canned chicken soup the other day.
Well, that's the best.
It's better than no soup.
It is. I think I'm convinced it's a combination of the steam and the salt, and then just the psychological wellness.
Yeah, I think it's all of the above. I would agree.
Yeah, nothing but mom, grandma always said a little chicken soup will go a long way, and they were right. All right, talking about tomorrow. And again, Jane, Matt, Nair, and Greg were fantastic this morning. Listen to him every morning, 9 until 11, Matt Nair on air. And whenever I hear Jane do a story, I think, well, I can't match that. What should I? And here's the topper. The only thing I can do better than Jane, Matt, Nair, I can deliver it without pants. No, wait. Just relax. Relax out there. Don't call the FCC. I have pants on. Don't worry.
I have no way to rotate the camera to prove it.
By the way, I got a new pair of pants. I was going to talk about this yesterday. I forgot. I'm going to reach in my pocket. So I went. I haven't bought a pair of pants at full price in years. I discount. So I go to one of the outlets the other day over the weekend. And I got a pair of Lucky pants. That's the brand. It's called Lucky. And I don't know why, but they fit me pretty well. So I bought a couple of pair of them. They have like half price. It's like $40 for a pair of jeans. I'm like, oh, so they're brand new. And so I reached inside. I don't know if they just started doing this or not, or they always have. They have a fortune in the pants pocket of your Lucky jeans.
I'm sure it's because they're lucky.
You're right? And then they give you lucky numbers. This is exactly like, it's like a fortune. You get in a fortune cookie. Now they're coming in pants.
That's amazing.
It really is. And so mine was, and this is pretty good actually. Here is my lucky fortune. It says, always expect the unexpected.
That's not a fortune. It's advice.
It's not exactly a fortune, but it's more than a statement.
That's true.
Because that's my big beef with a lot of Chinese restaurants now. They've gotten away from fortune cookies. I'm not sure if they got sued because the fortune didn't come true. But now it's just like, you know, life is good. Well, that's not a fortune. And I've often wanted to debate with the owner of the Chinese restaurant.
Well, they don't make the cookies most of the time.
Well, they buy them.
That's true.
I mean, come on.
But what are their options?
Are we going to be able to get fortune cookies anymore with the tariffs?
Probably not complimentary.
If they're made in the United States, they're American cookies. They're not Chinese fortune cookies.
Chinese style fortune cookies with style in a very small font.
I don't know. I thought that was fantastic. A fortune in a pair of pants.
Certainly not what I expected.
Always expect the unexpected.
And there's the problem.
Which, by the way, is basically the theme of Big Brother on CBS. Expect the unexpected. All right, I'm sorry. I'm not sure how that happened, but we got delayed there. This story has nothing to do with pants, you understand, except that you have to wear them on planes. They do not let you on planes pantsless. And starting tomorrow, you can't get on a plane unless you have a real ID. According to the Transportation Security Administration, that's TSA to you and me, travelers without a real ID will need to provide an acceptable alternative form of identification, such as a passport or permanent resident card, better known as a green card, and should prepare for additional identity verifications and screenings at the airport. This from Axios now. It says, brace yourself if you're flying in the coming days and weeks for long lines and delays at airports. And this is great advice. So if anybody's flying out for the next couple, 3 weeks, allow it, I would say, at least an extra hour of what you normally would. Because what you're going to have are people who show up at the airport without a real ID, without a passport, and there's going to be yelling and screaming and gnashing of teeth, and there's going to be conflict. It ain't going to be fun. So tomorrow, Wednesday, May 7th, is the first day of real ID, as we say, compliant licenses or another acceptable document to board aircraft. The new identification requirement also applies when visiting military bases and secure federal buildings like courthouses. So what is a real ID? A real ID is a state-issued driver's license or identification card that meets federal security standards. Compliant IDs are typically marked with a star in the upper right corner through the specific design, although a specific design may vary by state. All right, let's go, Zombers. Here we go. Reaching over to get my, by the way, I got to go to Texas because I got my, see this great money clip, and it's leather. It's leather. It has a flag on it. And you know where I got it? I got it in Dallas, Texas, or a suburb thereof, years ago. And I went down to some of my friends, Alex and Kristen, at this great little shop. And it, unfortunately, it's been years and years. It lasted well. But the problem is I stuffed it with too many things. And so now I either gotta find some place here, or I have to go to Texas to go shopping.
Well, you better have a real ID.
right. Yeah, nicely done. And as a matter of fact, I don't. Here's my license. I don't know, there's nothing really to steal or anything, but up my upper right-hand corner, mine says not for federal purposes. Oops, can we do that? It says not for federal purposes.
Right, and mine I held up just a moment ago has a star in that spot.
So you have a real ID.
I do.
Did you get it when you renewed your driver's license naturally, normally, or did you go make a special trip?
No, when I got my driver's license, I think it was when I got it the first time. They were like, you can pay a couple bucks more and we can make it a real ID. You have to fill out like one more sheet of paper. And I was like, well, why not? This is going to be a requirement someday.
You are smart, as you normally are. We'll come back, talk to more about, because this is really, even though we're having some fun with it, it's a real thing if you're traveling or need to get into a courthouse or a military base. We'll tell you how you get your real ID after this. It's the Tylenol Ball Show for a Tuesday, a sunshiny Tuesday. Sunshine on my shoulder. Call in John Denver, Civic Media.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry.
Going out by request to the lovely and talented Junie, WRCO's Phil Nee, his lovely and talented wife in Richland Center. John Denver, Sunshine on My Shoulder. Look outside, Zombers. This is the perfect song for today. Think about that. Whether you're in the Rocky Mountains or whether you're in northern Wisconsin by a lake, whether you're by Lake Michigan. By the way, they're trying to take out that big boat I heard. Dan Schaefer, I heard about one of the shows. Maybe it was like Kreitlow's this morning. And they're that big boat, it's like the SS Minnow from Gilligan's Island. It got shipwrecked on the shore. I saw it when I was down there doing our show at UW Milwaukee here a couple, 3 weeks ago. It's shipwrecked. Then they brought in another boat. That boat got shipwrecked. And it was very embarrassing because they brought the mayor out there and everything. So now that I think they're bringing in a crane. So anyway, if you're on the shores of Lake Michigan, anywhere you're at today, it's absolutely beautiful weather. Forecast for today in Madison, Wisconsin, looking for a high of 74 degrees. That's partner perfect weather, in my opinion. 74 and sun. Tomorrow, a few more clouds, a high of 69, which perfect weather for some afternoon delight. And then Thursday cools down a bit more to 62. Friday, a high of 67, and then get ready for the weekend, Mother's Day weekend, 74 and sun on Saturday, 75 and sun on Sunday, 78, 80, 80, 82 into late next week. I mean, that's just, I mean, spectacular weather in my opinion. Now, Milwaukee, a little bit more cool, only 70 today, then in the 50s for the next couple of days, then rebounds by Monday to 72. So as you said, cooler near the lake. Let's check out, as long as we're doing the weather here, let's check out what's happening in southwest Wisconsin in the RC. Actually, I'm going back to Richland Center for the weekend. Now, I can tell you the weather in Copenhagen. I can tell you the weather in Bremerton right now, in Pasadena, in San Salvador. For some reason, Richland Center has disappeared. Well, it'll be close to Madison. But anyway, it's an absolutely beautiful day all across the state of Wisconsin. So get outside, enjoy the outdoor weather, and enjoy yourself. By the way, off the text line here, Dave, listening to New Berlin, another great John Denver song. Thank God I'm a country boy, right? How about that? Let's see here. Casper says friends with boats for tomorrow's weather. That could be well, indeed. Chris in Janesville says it's nice even if you're stuck inside selling furniture. Well, Chris, you're absolutely right. Offer to carry something out to a customer's car or truck, maybe. I don't know. That's fantastic. Thanks for listening, Chris, down in Janesville via MDX as you're selling there on the floor, helping people get the right furniture. Dave in New Berlin says it's 75 and sun right now in Milwaukee. How about that? Now, this is great. The Chuckster from Racine was listening a few minutes ago before the break. I was talking about I bought these new pants, Lucky Pants, and they put a fortune now in Lucky Pants. And I was complaining about too many Chinese restaurants. They don't give you a fortune anymore. They give you a statement cookie. And the Chuckster in Racine says, before reading your Chinese fortune cookies, you need to first say, between the sheets, then the fortune. Probably would work for the new pants, too. So let's try this out. Between the sheets, always expect the unexpected.
Well, you better be very prepared there, Todd. That's all I got to say.
My grandpa used to do that in church, and it drove my grandma crazy. He'd say, he'd always say, put under the bed. Read something out of the hymnal and then put under the bed. So, you know, up from the grave he arose under the bed.
That's just funny.
And my grandma would say, honestly, Warren. And he'd say, well, I am being honest. All right, enough of this silliness. This is serious. Serious news. If you're a flyer, if you're a traveler, lots of people now have summer plans. Maybe you're going to a graduation. You're flying to a graduation, a destination wedding. Perhaps down in Marco Island, Florida, that could be a possibility as well. Make sure you have a real ID. According to Axios, a real ID is a state-issued driver's license or identification card that meets federal security standards. Compliant IDs are typically marked with a star in the upper right-hand corner. Now, what I thought I'd do to make this, the new word they like us to use, hyper-local. This is hyper-local. Here we go. This now, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. They have a great story here. Let me get you the author. This is Maya Pandy and Alex Groth wrote this story for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Says, what is a real ID? Well, we've talked about that a little bit already. Says, what if you don't have a real ID after May 7th, 2025? It says, you will have to use other TSA-approved identification to fly domestically or visit certain federal facilities. Other TSA-approved alternatives include, we'll get through, there's a bunch of them, actually. Let me give you some of the top ones. Easiest, simplest, if you have a current valid U.S. passport, that works. So if you have a U.S. passport, you don't need a valid one. You don't need a real ID. A state-issued enhanced driver's license, we talked about that. A DHS trusted traveler card. I know a few people have these, but not many. It's like this is the global entry, nexus, all that stuff. U.S. Department of Defense ID, including the department's ID. A permanent resident card, a border crossing card, an acceptable photo ID issued by a federally recognized tribal nation, Indian tribe. And then there's a foreign government issued passport. And there's a bunch of, if you have a U.S. Merchant Marine or U.S. Merchant Mariner credential, you're in luck. I'd like to know how many of our listeners have a U.S. Merchant Mariner credential. I'd like to see that. That's fantastic. If you have a U.S. passport, no. You do not have to have a real ID card for travel domestically. You can still get your driver's license after May 7th, 2025. Your driver's license will remain valid just for driving around Wisconsin after tomorrow. And you could continue to use it to drive, but you'll no longer be able to use it to fly domestically or visit federal buildings. So here you go. How to get the real ID in Wisconsin. this from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. To obtain a real ID in Wisconsin, you'll need to go to your local DMV and will not be able to complete the process online. You can visit the DMV's website at DL Guides. Really? DLGuides.wi.gov. DL, I'll spell it out. GUIDES.wi.gov. What's the DL for?
Probably driver license.
Oh, I was thinking down low. You have to go to the DLGuides.wi.gov to start filling out the necessary forms. The price.
Yes, I went to it. It says driver license guide. So that is what it stands for.
All right, fantastic. I mean, you wouldn't need to be DL just to get a real ID, right? Nothing to be secretive about that. The price to get a real ID in Wisconsin is the same as getting or renewing a regular driver's license, $34. A regular photo ID card costs $28. So here's the thing. All right, here's the important stuff. What you should bring to the DMV to get a real ID. You'll need to bring the following documents with you to get the real ID in Wisconsin. Some documents may be used for more than one category, whereas others only satisfy the requirement of a single category. Here's what you need. 1, proof of name and date of birth. All right. So if you click on that, what does it say? It says, reading through here, the dots, the periods, and so forth. A certified birth certificate. Well, number one, you can bring a valid U.S. passport. That's the easiest. Or a certified birth certificate or equivalent document from the state, territory, or certificate of birth abroad issued by the U.S. State Department. In accordance, there's things from Puerto Rico as well. Wisconsin, this is important, will not accept any Puerto Rican birth certificate certified before July 1st, 2010. And then for Canadians, birth certificates are not acceptable. And then it goes on and with more information to that. So you need your basically a certified copy of your birth certificate, proof of legal residence in the U.S., proof of name change. If your name is different than what's on your birth certificate, so particularly women, but I know there are some men that take different names as well. They have a partner or significant other and they get married. So if you've changed your name, what's different on your birth certificate, you need proof of that. Proof of your address and social security number. You can use the DMV's interactive driver licensing guide for a personalized checklist of the required documents. Zomers, when you went in, did you bring all this stuff?
I'm pretty sure I got my real ID when I got my first driver's license at 16, so I don't exactly remember what I all had to bring with me, to be honest.
You got a real ID at 16?
So I think so.
Like 9 years ago?
Right? I believe so.
Wow. All right.
Because I remember, I mean, if I didn't, it was the first time it got renewed, but I think the first time it got renewed is the one I have now. So I'm pretty sure I got it the first time.
And see, this one point here, proof of name change, if your name is different than what's on your birth certificate. This is particularly pointed towards women. And I don't want to get too far down this road right now because that's not what the main part of this segment is. But this is where it gets real complicated and real dangerous when you have people in the Trump administration and MAGA Republicans in Washington saying, hey, unless you have proof of your name change, we're not going to allow you to vote because we don't know whether you're a real citizen or not.
Yeah, I've seen a lot about that. Yeah. And how you need a lot of extra verification with that.
Yeah, exactly. So when you hear things like, it just makes, at first you think, well, it makes sense. Only citizens should vote. What's the big deal? On the face of it, I agree, right? But then you start digging down to what that means. And what that means is that Trump and some of the people in his administration, the MAGA people in the Trump administration, they want to use this to make it more difficult for women who have gotten married or anybody who has changed their name since birth to vote. So just a heads up on that. But anyway, well, the What's at hand here is this real ID. So we're going to put all this in the show notes. Summers always does a great job of that. You can go to Wisconsin DMV as well. Because what you don't want to do, and I renewed my driver's license last fall. I needed to get that done. And I was like, well, can I just do the real ID now? And I couldn't because I didn't have my birth certificate with me and my passport is expired. And so, but I had to get, I just wanted my driver's license to get it done. So I got it done. But what you don't want to do, and Zomers brought this up, I think over the commercial break. Yeah. If you're going to travel the next few days, you better plan, like take off a day of work and go stand in line all day. Cause the DMV lines are going to be out the door. So pack your patience, give the people at the DMV office your consideration and get ready to wait. But if you can hold off, I would just get outside and enjoy the sunshine because it's going to be a long line. Come on back. It's the Almost Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock, the top of the hour, ABC, CBS News, a little weather, sports for you. I believe Clemens is off today and Jimmy Cuska on the sports desk today. And then hour number two, which will include a what's worse for today, sweaty or shivering. We'll talk about that in a bit. And then we have Matt from Brick's Cider. And Corinne from Corinne's Little Explorers from the Main Street Alliance talking about childcare in hour number two. So looking forward to that. Right now talking about tomorrow, which is May 7th, which is the day that they're going to start enforcing. You have to have a real ID, driver's license, or a current U.S. passport to fly domestically and internationally. And, of course, get into some federal buildings, courthouses, and military bases. Megan, listening on WMDX in Sun Prairie, says, I got my real ID a few years ago after I got married. I already had a lot of those identification documents with me, so just got the real ID part done at the same time. I had to update my Social Security card first before I could update much else. This was in 2021. Can't imagine how that looks now. All right. Thank you very much, Megan. I appreciate that. Also, Troy in Mount Horeb heard me say, I'm not sure what happened. My phone's been acting weird lately. I tried to find the forecast for the old hometown in Richland Center. I hear Troy sends it to us. That's very nice. 79 today. 79 and sunny in RC.
Oof.
Fantastic. 74 tomorrow. 69 on Thursday. Friday, 74. And then Saturday and Sunday. Spectacular. Sun in 80 and 83 for Mom's Day. So, I love it.
More than I'd like.
I love it. Zomers is not.
You love it, and I won't hold that opinion against you.
I appreciate that. Joseph watching on YouTube. Remember, you can watch us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Twix, all those things. Joseph says, hello, guys. Are these Civic Media t-shirts available for purchase? I remember Todd wearing one recently with the station coverage area graphic. Joseph, thanks so very much for watching and listening. You're absolutely right. Very, very astute. That's my favorite Civic Media t-shirt. Has all the circles on it of our coverage area. Yes. The answer is yes. Go to our website, civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us, and then click on shop, merch, purchase. I don't know. What is it?
It is store.
Store. That's what it is.
And also, if you're currently watching on YouTube, Tony did the Lord's work. He provided the link
for
Joseph. So.
See, look at Tony Zimmerman. He's the best. All right. Thank you so very much. Talking about this real ID going into effect tomorrow, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I'm very excited now. We're going to Stoughton, which next weekend, 16th, 17th, and 18th, it is Sitting to My Days in Stoughton. And I hear now the honorary chairman of this year's festivities, CJ in Stoughton. Is that true, CJ? Are you the honorary Norsky of Sitting to My this year?
No, they bypassed me again.
Why is that?
I've lived there for
why is that?
For 60 years. Well, they're a pretty good judge of character.
Are you Norwegian?
My family, my parents moved there when I was 5, and they took me with from the east side of Madison.
Well, you're Norsky-esque.
My sibling brothers told me I was adopted my whole life.
Right. What do you got?
That's because I was mom's favorite.
Oh,
and I was a Stoughton Norwegian dancer.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool.
It was. Performed at Disney World.
No way. Did you really?
Telemark Lodge every year for the Birkenbeiner.
Wow.
It was good. And I actually, my mom loved it more than I did. I actually told her my junior year I was going to quit, and she said, the hell you are.
Tough Norwegian Lutheran love right there.
Yeah, she didn't mince many words, let me tell you. But, you know, as you're speaking, Todd, your producer, Mr. Dahmers.
Dahmers, yes.
Said he got his real ID, I don't know, 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that speak highly to the efficiency of our government? That people are now waiting to the very last minute?
Yeah.
And Trump's getting criticized for putting the hammer down and doing what the government says. Kind of like the Department of Education. Sure haven't done that either, have we?
I think there's two different issues. I think it's two different issues. No, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I mentioned Trump in this whole thing. I guess
you didn't, but I am, because people are criticizing him for it.
No, this got put in place after 9/11. It went through Bush 2's administration, Obama's administration, Trump 1, Biden's administration. It kept getting delayed because part of it was because of COVID, and we can't implement it. And so, no, I mean, Trump had little, if anything, to do with this being implemented tomorrow. This has been in the works for a long, long time, and it's just that it's finally now going to take effect.
Yeah, kind of like moving our embassy to Bethlehem.
They didn't move it to Bethlehem. They moved it to Tel Aviv or to Jerusalem. They went from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, not Bethlehem.
Well, I think they did. That's
no, they didn't. Let's not promote fake news.
Thank you for taking my call. You're one of the few hosts that still will. You know, and they've gotten rid of a lot of the hosts that would have.
Well, so we appreciate you being here and celebrate Sitting to Mai for us. There's a small chance we may make it down there for Sitting to Mai, but if we don't, you celebrate it for us.
It's a great, great parade. It's one of the best in the state.
Yep.
Tons of marching bands. It's a lot of fun. If the weather's great, you better get there early, because that sidewalk on both sides is plumb full.
Thanks, CJ. Appreciate it. Got Sitting to Mai in Stoughton. Also Sitting to Mai up in Westby, Wisconsin, just south east of La Crosse. Two of the great Sitting to Mai festivals in the state of Wisconsin. All right, come on back. Zomers is going to do a jig. No, he's going to be here for What's Worse. And we have a great guest from Main Street Alliance. All that hour two is the All Balls Show for a Tuesday on Civic Media's Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.